Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Financial Modeling by William McNarland, CFA, is the fourth entry in the series, A Founder's Conversations with a Fractional CFO, positioned as a practical business finance guide. It aims to make core modeling concepts usable for startup and early stage founders who are expected to speak the language of numbers, even if they are not finance trained. Public descriptions present the book in a direct Q&A format that mirrors real founder to CFO conversations, translating professional finance experience into decision-oriented guidance. The stated purpose is not to turn readers into investment bankers, but to help them build and interpret models that support fundraising narratives, valuation discussions, and internal operating choices. Across the series framing, McNarland draws on a long background spanning valuation work and fractional CFO assignments, and this installment focuses that experience on modeling as a tool for planning, communicating with investors, and reducing execution risk through disciplined forecasting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, founder-friendly financial modeling through a Q&A structure, a distinguishing feature highlighted in the public listings, is the book's direct Q&A presentation. That structure matters because founders usually encounter financial modeling under pressure, such as preparing for an investor meeting, pricing a round, or deciding whether to hire ahead of revenue. A conversational layout can map closely to how non-finance leaders actually learn by asking pointed questions, testing assumptions, and iterating toward a usable output. In a founder context, the goal is clarity and action rather than academic completeness. The format also helps normalize common gaps in understanding, such as how forecasts connect to cash needs, what drives valuation conversations, and why small assumption changes can materially change outcomes. Because the series is explicitly framed as fractional CFO guidance, the emphasis is likely on pragmatic, boardroom-ready explanations what to build, why it matters, and how to use it. For readers, the practical value is learning a repeatable way to approach modeling tasks, define the decision, identify key drivers, translate them into a forecast, and then use the output to communicate and choose. This reduces intimidation and encourages consistent financial discipline. Secondly, building models that support fundraising communication, public descriptions tie the book's purpose to helping founders fund their vision and communicate with investors. In practice, this means treating a model as a communication tool as much as a spreadsheet. Investors generally look for coherent assumptions that match the story, a path from operating inputs to financial statements, and a clear view of cash needs over time. A founder-oriented modeling approach therefore prioritizes transparency over complexity. Rather than obscure formulas, the model should show how customer acquisition, pricing, retention, headcount, and costs flow into revenue, margin, and burn. It should also be structured so an investor can quickly test alternative scenarios. For founders, the discipline of building such a model forces alignment between narrative and numbers. It also supports clearer fundraising asks by linking capital raised to milestones and runway, because the series is positioned around fractional CFO expertise. The likely emphasis is on investor readiness, presenting assumptions cleanly, avoiding common credibility errors, and using the model to answer diligence questions efficiently. The payoff is better conversations and less confusion during a raise, with a model that functions as a shared reference point rather than a one-time attachment. Thirdly, using modeling to understand valuation and dilution trade-offs, another consistent theme in the available description is valuation, a natural companion to modeling and founder decision-making. A financial model provides the forward-looking logic that often sits behind valuation discussions, even when the valuation method is simplified for early-stage companies. Founders also feel valuation, most concretely through dilution, how much of the company is sold to secure enough cash to reach the next inflection point. Modeling helps make these trade-offs explicit by connecting round size, burn, runway, and expected progress to a next round narrative. Instead of negotiating only on headline valuation, founders can use scenarios to evaluate whether a higher valuation with insufficient capital is actually riskier than a slightly lower valuation that funds meaningful milestones. In addition, modeling can help founders see what drivers most influence perceived value revenue growth rate, margin trajectory, retention quality, or operating leverage. The series' promise of equipping founders with sharp financial tools suggests an emphasis on decision clarity using numbers to defend a position, anticipate investor pushback, and avoid accidental outcomes. The practical benefit is not prediction accuracy, but improved negotiation posture and fewer surprises about ownership and control over time. Fourthly, operational decision-making and early warning signals. The book is described as practical for running companies with confidence, which implies modeling is not only for fundraising, but also for operations. A founder who updates a model regularly can convert it into an early warning system. Changes in sales cycle length, churn, pricing, or cost inflation can be spotted before they become existential. Modeling also supports decisions such as timing new hires, committing to marketing spend, and prioritizing product investments. For early-stage teams, the key is focusing on a small number of operational drivers that truly move outcomes, rather than building a sprawling spreadsheet that no one maintains. A disciplined forecast encourages accountability because it clarifies what must happen next month and next quarter for the business to stay on plan. It can also improve internal communication, giving leadership and boards a consistent way to discuss performance against expectations. Framed through the lens of a fractional CFO, the approach is likely to stress practicality. A model should be maintainable, tied to real data, and used in recurring routines such as monthly closes and board updates. Done well, the model becomes a management tool that reduces execution risk. Lastly, practical modeling discipline for founders without finance backgrounds. The recurring positioning of the series is that it translates deep professional finance experience into founder-friendly guidance. That implies an emphasis on fundamentals and good habits rather than niche techniques. For a non-finance founder, the most valuable modeling discipline is learning how to make assumptions explicit, keep inputs separate from outputs, and validate the model against reality as the business evolves. It also means recognizing the limits of any forecast and using scenarios to handle uncertainty. A founder does not need to memorize complex accounting rules to benefit from modeling, but they do need to understand how cash behaves, how timing differences create surprises, and how growth can increase cash needs even when the business looks successful on paper. The book's framing around fractional CFO work suggests attention to what actually breaks in real companies, models that are not updated, metrics that do not reconcile, and plans that ignore cash constraints. By focusing on usable frameworks, the book can help founders become fluent enough to ask better questions of advisors, interpret outputs correctly, and lead discussions with investors and boards. The result is confidence grounded in structure rather than guesswork. In conclusion, financial modeling is best suited to startup founders, entrepreneurs, and early-stage leaders who need to use financial models as part of fundraising and day-to-day management, but who do not want a textbook-style deep dive. The book's promise, reinforced by its positioning in a founder's conversations with a fractional CFO, is practical translation turning professional valuation and CFO experience into tools a founder can apply quickly. Readers should expect value in three areas. First, communication models that support clear investor conversations by linking assumptions to outcomes and capital needs. Second, decision-making a structured way to compare options like hiring, spending, or pacing growth using scenarios rather than intuition alone. Third, risk reduction using forecasts as early warning indicators so leadership can respond before runway becomes the only topic. What helps it stand out versus many financial modeling books is its apparent focus on founder reality, where time is scarce and the objective is actionable clarity. Not perfect modeling aesthetics. The Q&A format also differentiates it from template-driven or academic approaches by keeping attention on the questions founders actually face and the practical logic used to answer them. If you would like to support William McNarland CFA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.